KQ4YYD. Anybody here?
I'm not here. I'm not there. I'm here. KB2HXS Mobile.
HKX. Afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Patrick. What's going on? I thought I heard somebody check in to see if anybody was here. And I guess, I don't know. What's up?
Is that KQ4YY something? I didn't catch all the call. But I'm doing good. Just finishing up for the week.
Yep, I've got my last call. I'm heading home. I'm done till Friday. Got to go back at it on Friday.
On until Monday.
I tried to do that, but I got cold weather coming in this week. I got to get people up and running.
That's the thing about doing what you're doing.
I have a real hard time putting people off if I don't have to, you know. But, yeah, I got a couple I got to do on Friday. One's a leak check, and I think the other one is I got to look at a blower motor or something. But otherwise, then I'm good till Monday.
That's good. Hopefully you get to stay that way. It's not too much on you.
Oh, yeah. So what happened yesterday under the kid's house? Got a nice whack on the top of my head. It hurt like heck, but it's okay now. We put some liquid bandage on and then it closed it right up.
Didn't hurt the floor joist to whatever hit your head.
Nah, I didn't bend it that much.
So when you hit two hard surfaces like that, only one wins.
Yeah. Only one bounces. And it ain't me.
Some room to see if that other station's gonna come back in here.
Okay, no worries. Well, we'll leave enough of a pause and anybody else wants to jump into the craziness here.
Yep, everybody's welcome to swim in this pond, right?
But man, I can't say it.
I left the door open for you.
No. It's not radio etiquette.
Roger that. Well, maybe he'll come back in here. It's sound like a new call, so he's probably still trying to work out all the bugs.
That's cool. No issues, you know. Anybody want to jump? That's you straight. Anyway, yeah, I just running around trying to get stuff fixed. I was under the kid's house yesterday, my stepkids. Their landlord bought a new unit, and I went over there and put it in, and I was crawling around under the mobile home, and of course, those beams that they tow them in on, man, I crawled right into it. Man, that hurt.
Been there, done that, got surprised, not to prove it.
A few extra words came out of my mouth that I'm not too proud of.
Like I said, been there, done that. Glad I'm not having to crawl around under houses anymore.
What I got to do. Where are you at?
I'm over here in Berea on Whitehorse Road, heading north. But I'm going to stop and get fuel here shortly.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were over this way. I just jumped on 290 here in Travelers. TR. But I'm right at the edge of TR where... I don't know if that's Tigerville Road that cuts off. I forget the name of that road there, but yeah, I'm just a few minutes to the house.
Dollar store and a four-way stop.
Not that far out, no.
Working that way, so. But no, I'm not close to that side of town, and I won't be tomorrow, since tomorrow's Thanksgiving and we're not working.
Yeah, you know where Pine Log Ford Road is? Yeah, that was the road I was on. I just turned off towards the house.
Well, I'm going to hop out of here. I'm going to stop and get some fuel. And I will be back on the road here shortly, but you'll probably be home by the time I get done. So, good to hear you. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving and everything goes smooth for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Have a good day, or have a good afternoon. Have a good Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you later. KB2HXS will be on for another few minutes.
This is KQD. KQ4YYD. Sorry about leaving y'all hanging there just a second ago. I'm just fooling around with something and got out of my hand there. Anyway, I'm just up here in the area and kind of scanning around, seeing what's what on Echo Link up here.
No worries at all. No worries. We don't take offense to it. I don't, anyway. Can't speak for anybody else. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I'm mobiling along here and coming into Taylor's, heading to Greer, or Gur, as people say. Just heading home for the festivities of tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm actually from Sumter and up here in TR. Going to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow with my kids and grandkids. Just up here for a couple of days.
Oh, that sounds excellent. And if you're in TR, I guess you don't have a radio with you, or you just got the computer?
I'm pretty much a brand new ham. Don't know what I'm doing, to be perfectly honest. But I just put Echo Link on my mobile phone.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, yeah, well, this repeater that you're talking into is on Caesar's Head, which is not far from you in TR, the 146-610 machine, and it's got some pretty good coverage. Well, welcome to the ham community. I've been a ham for... goodness, I've been a ham since 1989, I think, 88, 89, something like that, when I got my license. And the two call comes from New York. I grew up on Long Island, and then I'm up here from Florida. I moved down to Florida 20 years ago, and now I'm up here, annoying the people up here.
Okay, I've been a ham for 1 week tomorrow.
All right, I'm sorry, I doubled with you. Yeah, well, congratulations. Welcome to the hobby. The other station, go ahead, take it, KB2HXS.
Whiskey Golf 4 Mike Charlie, name is Matt Mike Alpha Tango Tango. Well, for our new ham, welcome to the hobby. Hope you enjoy it. Just letting you know, there is a net on this repeater each night at 9 p.m. KI40DOS is the net controller this evening. And wanted to throw that out there to you, and hopefully you'll check in, and I'll be the net controller on Thursday.
Thank you for the invitation. I'll try and do just that.
Hey, roger that, roger that. Like I said, you've got Echo Link. Feel free to check in. If you have any questions, like I said, there's a lot of hams that hang on out on this repeater, so if you need help, just throw your call sign out there or hop on the net, and we'll help you out best we can.
Thank you, sir. Like I say, I just downloaded Echo Link to this phone really 10 minutes ago, and I'm trying to see it out, so this is the first time using it on the phone.
Hey, roger that, roger that. Well, like I said, I just wanted to point that out to you. I'm actually working at home, so I got about another hour, so I got to cut it short. But anyway, welcome, and 7-3, and hopefully I hear you tonight or tomorrow night. WG4MC, clear monitoring.
Sir, KQ4YYD, clear.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to be listening out then for a while. KB2HXS.
A week as a new ham is a pretty short period. I've got all the experience in the world as a ham for nearly 6 weeks. So any questions you got, you can reach out to Mark, KQ4WHN, here in Greenville.
KB2HXS here. Who is that meant for? Is that meant for the fellow on Echolink?
Sir, he said he was a ham for all of 7 days now.
Ham for how long?
I'm on 7 weeks now with getting through technician and general, just trying to get them all knocked out and get my experience in after I got my licenses. So tried to do my best to get it all set up and then get involved as quickly as I could afterward.
Have a babe in the woods too. Then 6 weeks. Wow, good for you. You got a bunch of radios that you bought yet, or you've been to how many ham fest now?
Just been in a ICOM ID 5100 for my mobile slash base for 2 meter, and I've got a an HF unit coming in probably this weekend, so I'm going to get my shack set up and start broadcasting a little bit, but I've still got so much to learn, but it's a ball of wax and a lot of fun getting there.
Oh yeah. No, I've been, I don't know if you heard me or not, but I've been a ham since the late 80s, 89. I've been around a block a couple hundred times, but oh yeah, I've got an ICOM 7000 in my car, which is an older model, which is the one that took over for the ICOM 706 Mach 2G. And I've got a couple of those radios, one on the bench, one in my car, one in the wife's car, and a spare. And I've got a Kenwood TS-450 SAT for my HF rig at the house. So, yeah, I've been doing it for a little bit.
Went to the IT route, so I've been in the IT industry since the mid-80s. Always wanted to do the radio thing, but figured that, you know, radio was not as cool, and got through Helene and went, oh, yeah, radio still has a place, and maybe I need to get that done and get a little more thoughtful on how I can make all that happen, because being dark and unable to communicate for the better part of 3 days was a bit of a challenge for my OCD personality.
Oh, I get it. Well, we had... When our power was down, I fired up my generator, hooked it up, and we had power at the house. As long as the generator was running, then I had radio communication. So, no, I heard all that, too. Anyway, I'm almost home. I'm going to hang the mic. Good to meet you. Your name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I do frequent this machine quite a bit. So you'll meet a bunch of nice guys on here. Have a good evening. Happy Thanksgiving. KB2HXS.
This is Dave. This is Mark. KQ4 WHN. We'll maybe see you on the net tonight. Have a good evening.
KO4HX. And hello, Mark. This is Patrick.
Patrick, hope you're having a good day.
I'm done with my tool out and fueled up. Now we're heading home. How about you?
I had the day off myself, but I've been here trying to figure out D-Star and get all of my chores done before the holiday starts, and I don't want my wife to be mad at me, so I've been trying to stay focused on task.
I heard you tell Dave you had the 5100. I actually have one of those myself, and I gave up on the D-Star.
Not sure how viable it is, but it's one of those things that's still interesting to plug around with and just see what it does. I think it has a lot of the same issues that you have with the internet if the world's coming to an end. But when the world's working, it's an interesting idea at least.
And you're an IT guy, so maybe you can figure out how to get hooked up to it. I never got hooked up to it and just give up on it. If it's that much trouble, I can't figure it. It's really worth it.
Affirmative, yeah. It's definitely not plug and play for sure.
Have its place. I give it that. And I went and ventured over to DMR, which a lot of people don't like it, but you can use DMR without having to go on the internet, or you can go on the internet, either one. So it's basically just another mode like D-Star, and you can do the same with it, repeater to repeater, but it's digitally encoded then, so unless you have a D-Star radio, you're not going to receive it, and you still have to use those cumbersome protocols with it.
Not enough money for the time being, so I'll learn how to use what I've got, and then we'll figure out where to go from there. But it's a lot like the IT and the techie stuff. It just keeps adding up and adding up, and suddenly you're going, maybe I need to take a break here.
It does do that, and you'll love the radio. Like I said, I use mine every day. It's what I have in my personal vehicle, so can't complain about the radio at all. Just give up on the D-Star part of it.
That's probably going to be my outcome as well, but fun to play with nonetheless.
welcome to the hobby. I heard you say that you've been in 6 weeks, and you'll meet lots of great people right here on this repeater. And there's a gentleman on here that if you really want to pursue the D-Star, that can help you do that. And Jerry is one of them. I can't remember his call right at the moment, but I haven't heard him on here lately, so maybe he'll come in here sometime soon and you can catch him. But he loves playing with D-Star.
And Elmer for a number of topics, but I'm getting the hang of it. Little here, little there. Got a J-pole in the attic, and so far I'm doing okay.
That, you sounded really good into the repeater. And the net at 9 o'clock each night is a really good place to ask those questions. I call the net on Sunday night, so you're welcome to come in there, and when I call for announcements or anything like that, you can come in there then and ask your question. And as we go through the roll call, we'll see if we can find somebody to hang around and answer it.
Already done that once or twice, but plan to take advantage of that a little more as I get more comfortable behind the mic and get more spare time to actually pursue some of the topics. But I got to figure out what order I want to put them in and make sure I can ask intelligent questions without just wasting somebody's time.
We all had to learn, and the only bad question is the one not asked. So like I said, everybody on here will be willing to help you. And just in case you haven't heard, the Greenville Club is having their monthly meeting over here at the Little Rebel on 290. So if you'd like to meet people face-to-face and shake hands, and you're welcome to come out and join in. That's Monday night, I think it's 6 o'clock over at the Little Rebel, but I have to double-check the time.
Yeah, I saw that announcement on Facebook, I think. Unfortunately, I'm 0-for-3 on the last three meetings, just because I've always managed to have business travel right about that time, so I won't make this one either, but I'll maybe shoot for one in January and see if I can't get out there and actually shake some hands and meet some people.
It is the first Monday of every month, so I know they'd love to have you out there. I generally attend in Zoom meeting side of it instead of in person, because I live up in Brevard, North Carolina. But I'm down here in Greenville all day running my tour out.
Well, see, then I learned something. I didn't know there was a Zoom option. I might be able to do that from the road.
Listen to it on your phone, you know, how the Zoom works. So, and there again, yeah, people can start getting to know your name and call sign anyway.
Hey, Patrick, I appreciate the information and look forward to talking to you. Have a great evening. I think the chores are calling my name. I need to go get a couple other things done before the dinner preparation starts. But thanks for the information. Appreciate the knowledge, and looking forward to talking to you again. This is Mark, KQ4WHN.
WHM, this is KO4HKX. You have a great Thanksgiving and look forward to talking to you on down the log. 73 KO4HKX, mobile.
And 0TR.
Good.
Patrick, I think it's at 7, but don't quote me either. But I don't think I'm going to attend. I don't eat that late. Old man, you just don't eat that late. Oh, and the other thing, your biggest source of misinformation in Greenville County, because we went up to pay the water bill today, and about one block before we got to the water company coming from the dollar store, there was a guy out there with a sign that said stop.
Road now. It was all paved through there yesterday.
I don't know. I didn't see it. It was there. Maybe 10 yards on down the road, I didn't pay much attention. There was a tanker truck and something else. I just don't know. Possibly there's paint lines or something from that direction, from 14. I asked the gentleman with flagging there. I said, can I go about another block up the road there? It was all paved. And there was some loose asphalt here and there to be expected. He said, yeah, go ahead. If you hurry, you can beat the traffic coming the other way. And I just ran on up there and went in and paid the water bill and then come out and didn't have any trouble. But they were still doing some paving because it was stinking. There was a steamroller there, you know. And they were looking at it. It was on the north side of the road. And I guess they were just doing some finishing touches on it.
Well, they might have been finishing up the driveway entrances, so could have been doing that, I guess. I didn't think about that, but I know that the road was paved all the way through yesterday.
It did seem like it was, Patrick, at least wise up to the water department. I think it went on beyond that, but of course I didn't go on down there. That's all right. We was able to pay the water bill and come on back. Now I'm trying to assemble this stupid Gina product. Guardrail, which I'm pain in the gluteus maximus, should be a real fast job, but it ain't, and I'm not a good, I can read schematics, you know, like nothing, but when it comes to mechanical diagrams, it's hard for me, so I got Bernice down here. I think we finally got it straightened out. Now I gotta go out and put the anchors in the ground there, or in the steps.
It's a good thing you got her around to teach you and keep you in line. And we all know why you don't eat that lace, because you've ate all day the way she feeds you.
Matter of fact, she's making two pumpkin pies. And what other kind of pie are you baking? What's the kind of pies you're baking? A berry pie of some kind, she said. She's coming back down here now. She went up and checked on them and said, be a few more minutes before I get down there.
Are you unattended downstairs? That could be trouble.
I tried to finish assembling this. They got some self-tapping screws in it. You only get one chance at them. The finish on it looks like powder good, but it just scratches. It's basically, a little over 1-inch square tubing is what it's made out of. Now I gotta go out and try to drill some straight holes in the concrete. You know how that is in 0TR.
Maybe you can get it fairly easy. So it's getting down there and getting back up again though, right?
All right, I'll let you go. I was just sandbagging a little bit here while I was waiting on Bernice to get done, and I'm gonna go up there and see if we can put our Mark II eyeball on it and maybe at least get it started before it gets cold. It's getting that time of day now. Only got 2 more hours of daylight. Anyways, catch you later, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR.
You and Miss Bernice have a good Thanksgiving and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.
N4AZE.
Haven't heard you in a while. You doing okay?
Yeah, doing good. Say hey to Tom before he heads out of there. Good evening to you, Tom. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Heard you was talking about something about you were baking a pie or something. But, yeah, doing good here. I guess you heading home, Patrick.
I am on the north side of Traveler's Rest, heading up 25. So I don't have too much longer left before I switch vehicles.
Tomorrow's a holiday, man. We don't have to do anything. It's a holiday.
Just for retirement myself tomorrow. I'm going to ride that recliner.
Okay.
Well, I'll be back down here until Monday and next week, so I got me a nice long weekend. But I'm sure the wife has got plenty of stuff planned for me to do.
Get to see what retirement's really all about.
I don't think it'll mean the same thing by the time I get there, though.
As it is for all of us, you'll be so busy when you retire, you never knew when you had time to work.
Several people on here tell me to make sure I plan my day or someone will plan it for me.
even more busy, but you're just doing different stuff.
I think you've been doing since I haven't heard from you all week.
Much time in the shop. That's why I hadn't been on the radio. She's up there cooking right now. She's getting everything ready for tomorrow. We're going to get together with both my brats. And I think we're going to eat over at my oldest brat's house. Everybody's going to meet there, and they're all cooking something different, you know, and then we all meet up.
We're getting together with everybody, so I hope it's a joyous time, and you eat way too much and take you a nice long nap.
It is. Well, we're not but about 5-6 miles apart, all of us, so it's easy for us. We don't even get the car warm, really, time we get there, but yeah, it's good to get together. We do a lot of that family stuff, getting together and on all the holidays, and then even through the week we hang out, you know.
That's good to hear that families are still getting together. It's one of the things that's wrong with our country. I'd love to see our families mending fences and come together again.
Believe this or not, that are feuding. They're not even talking to each other since, you know, all this has been going on.
But I'm dealing with a little bit of it myself. My dad and I haven't talked in almost 2 years, so maybe one day he'll get over whatever he's got mad about.
You have to do that. Just suck it up and go do it, because it's your dad. They're not around that long.
Tried, and until he's ready to mend it or get over it, ain't nothing else I can do.
Fixed. Tom, are you still in there? Or something.
I was baking the pie. He's over there trying to put a handrail together. So we'll see how that works out for him.
Isn't she having her hip surgery? Next month.
They moved it up to the 18th, I believe it is. She's having to go to joint camp and all the preparation stuff now.
A couple people had that one real recent, about a month ago, he had his done. And man, they're going through this really quick and easy.
I've got it to where they've done enough of them that should be fairly easy procedure.
Had his done. It's been maybe 3 weeks ago, and you know, the first week he was telling me, he said he can't sit in the same, you know, sit for too long. He has to get back up. But other than that, yeah, he had a cane for a few days, but now it's not even been a month, and he's rocking and rolling.
Another ham that gets on the repeater here, he had his done, what was it, end of last week. And he's saying the same thing. He couldn't set too long or anything like that, but he didn't want to overdo it either. So it's to kind of find that spot that works for you and go with it. But he's been talking to Tom and Bernice about it.
What's doing now, you know, think about 30 years ago trying something like that. But, you know, they get to moving so quick. I know my next-door neighbor had his knee replaced, and he came home the same day walking on it.
K4WCL.
WCL, I believe it was. This is KO4HX. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure who the other station was. I'm not going to be great into the repeater, but once I get on Highway 11, I'm going to be worse. I just want to jump in there and wish you both a happy Thanksgiving. We're on the way up to Pickens right now. So I'll go back to listening. Happy Thanksgiving, K4WCL.
And the missus and the family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and be safe coming back up 11 there. And maybe we'll talk to you this weekend before you head back home. KO4HKX, be careful, 7-3.
And, yeah, have you a good Thanksgiving and eat a lot. This is Dude in Easley. I'm just talking to Patrick for a minute or so. I hadn't talked to him in a little while, but yeah, you sounded good over here. So happy Thanksgiving to you, and I guess we'll get a chance to talk to you later down the road. N4AZE.
Patrick, here where I park the trucks and switch vehicles, so I'm going to jump out of here. But I'll be back here in, I don't know, probably 10 or so minutes, and I'll give you a shout if you're going to be around.
Eight more minutes, then I'm going to head upstairs and kind of pick at some of the stuff Vicky's working on. All right, catch you in a few. N4AZE.
Tell Vicky I said hello if I don't talk to you again. And happy Thanksgiving. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
And just in case, N4AZE.
I've been to you before. Name here is John. I'm in Westminster right now. Going, not quite through town, but we're about 40 minutes from our place up in Pickens.
You're doing a good job from Westminster.
Highway 11, I do not hear the repeater real well until I get up around Holly Springs area, up there where 178 and 11 cross. And that's where our place is up there. I don't know. If you live down in Easley, you might know where the Rock at Joe Cassie is up there. Right there by Table Rock.
Actually, I can actually see it from my house.
We come up every weekend, and we'll be up here for an extended weekend this weekend. Got some family coming up, and just love the area. Hate where we live now. We live in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, and we'll be full-time residents here pretty quick. About 4 months.
Just come on up.
Got it. You know, it'll be an easy move because the house is all furnished up here. So we got a lot of, we got 30 years worth of cleaning out a house to do. So we won't be full-time, but we'll be pretty close to it. So I'm hoping by this time next year, we'll have the house on the market or the house sold back in Georgia, and we can just kind of chill out and do nothing the rest of our lives. Or, man, that's not really an accurate statement. Maybe do what we want to do for the rest of our lives.
You had it right both ways. Yeah, I've been retired 10 or 12 years. And it's the same. Sometimes I feel like I waste a day. You know, I'll tell Vicky, I'll say, you know, I've done nothing today, just absolutely nothing. I've wasted a day. And she said, well, that's okay. You can do that if you want to.
I'm going to look at it. Where did you get the handle, Dude? I'm sure that's, well, man, I can't be sure of nothing, but I'm betting that's not your real name.
We went back to 20-something years ago, my youngest brat got this little weenie dog, and the wife and her, they had it for 6 months. They never named it, and I said, y'all got to name little Dude something. I mean, he can't go for his life with no name, so I just started calling him little Dude, and that's what he wound up being. You know, a few years later, he was little Dude, and I wound up being Dude.
But it is because my nickname is the same nickname as our dog. It's a family nickname. I have no idea where it originated, but I had uncles, my dad. They were all called Gabo. Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Bravo, Oscar. So that's what a lot of people on the radio call me back home, and that's our dog's name.
Both named after a dog there, Gabo.
The grandkids call me Gabo, too. You know, my wife was like, what do you want your grandpa name to be? I'm like, I don't know. I said, how about Gabo? And it just stuck. So the grandkids get a little confused. They're not real old. They're almost 5, almost 3, and almost 1. Well, not quite even almost 1. But, yeah, they get a little confused sometimes.
Dude, the family does. There's some that don't. I don't see that often, and you know they're a little more proper. But most everybody calls me Dude. The kids do. All the family does, and most of my friends do. But anyway, that's just how it is. It's and it's a lot easier than my real name to deal with.
People don't call their kids John these days, but, you know, when we were growing up, Johns were a dime a dozen. So, at least when... And that's kind of how I got the Gabo thing on the repeater. You know, we had about five Johns on the local repeater. So everybody just started calling me Gabo, and it just kind of stuck. And it's funny, I even put it on my QRZ page, and I'll be talking to some guy in Hungary. He'll say, "Oh, Gabo, how are you doing today?"
Remember you as Gabo.
Shane calls me Gabo. I know Shane pretty well. Shane, back when Shane was driving down to Atlanta every day, he got to know a lot of friends, or my friends, my ham friends. So, yeah, he knows me as Gabo.
Gabo. I put an R in it earlier. Didn't mean to, I guess, but Gabo.
On this repeater more, get to know some of the people up here. I'm going to join the club when I move up here. You know, I've met a bunch of people, but there's a lot of people. I'm getting to know voices, you know. I know Patrick's voice now when I hear it on there. I thought you were Dave, Dave the tennis player. You sound a little bit like him. I can't remember Dave's call. CDW or something like that?
Well, I think in the morning. I don't get on this much. It's, I hadn't been doing this, but maybe a couple of months now. Somebody actually gave me this radio, but yeah, I still don't know how it works. I just kind of use this frequency right here.
I licensed a few months ago, or you just got that radio a few months ago, two-meter radio?
I've been licensed a while. It's just the radio. I never really did any two-meter. Friend of mine, I've got a little handheld that I wound up with, and I was trying to use it, and it worked okay. I still got it. I don't know where I put the charger. We still got the radio, but I don't know where the charger for it is. It's dead. But I got this radio. Dale K4RXI was listening to me on the little handheld. He didn't like the way I sounded, so he came over here to the house and brought this radio and said, "This is what you're going to use now. I don't like how you sounded on that handheld." So he wouldn't take any money for it. He just gave it to me.
For WCL. Okay, well, very good. Hey, I'll take a radio from anybody. Even if it don't work, I'll try to fix it. And you probably figured out that handy talkie doesn't work very well if you don't have a charger for it. What kind of handy talkie is? You can probably pick up a charger somewhere.
Much moving stuff and doing things in the house. I don't know. It's here. I just don't know where yet. I haven't looked that hard for it. But it's a dadgummit. What is that thing? I forgot now. It's a something 65.
A Yaesu FT65.
That's it exactly. Thank you.
I don't know why, but I sort of collect handy talkies. And a lot of them are cheap Chinese handy talkies. But I probably have 25 plus handy talkies. I have no idea why. Some of them I've had for a long time. But anytime I see a new $30 Chinese handy talkie, I just got to have it. And then when I like it, or if I like it, I'm like, "Oh, this one's pretty cool." I bought this TID radio H3 a couple months ago, $30. And you can program it with your phone using Bluetooth. I thought, "Oh, man, that's the coolest thing in the world." So anytime I find something I like, I usually buy two of them, one for home and one for here. So I guess when I move up here full time, I'll have a bunch of spare radios to get rid of.
You never run out of battery power.
It came through. That's one thing I didn't worry about is being able to listen to the repeater. Yeah, I probably have about five of them fully charged at any given time. But You know, some of those little $30 Chinese radios work pretty good. I'm not a big fan of the Baofangs. To me, they're very cheap. But I bought this thing called the Quan Shang. It was $30. It was a neat radio because you could hack the firmware on it, open it up to receive down to 18 megahertz, and if you pressed one of the buttons on it, it gave you a spectrum scope. And you could, like, look at maybe 1.5 megahertz of frequency spectrum. You could walk around your house and figure out where the interference, like on 2 meters or 440, was coming from. Neat little radio for $30.
That was, I think it was 50. It was on sale, and I had bought something from HRO, and it was going to cost me like $18 shipping unless I hit, I think it was either 99, 109, or whatever it was. So anyway, I just, the guy told me, I asked him, what could I put on with that chip? And he said, well, you got a handheld. I said, well, anyway, I wound up using that to fill in and got free shipping. So I wound up with it even cheaper, you know.
Pretty good at math, but the handy talkie was 65, and I didn't realize those things were that inexpensive. But if the HD was 65 and you saved $18 on shipping, you got that thing for what, $48? That's a pretty good deal. That's almost as cheap as the Chinese stuff. So, very good. A good friend of mine works down there at HRO. I don't know who you deal with when you call down there, but Kaz, Kilo Oscar Zulu. Kaz is a good buddy of mine.
Who I dealt with, whoever answers the phone, just who I don't remember the guy's name. I don't order that much stuff, but I'd ordered some coax, and you know, and then that's when I just, you know, got to think, darn, I'm gonna pay just about as much for the coax as I am the shipping.
CL, one of, and I do mean one of the only good things about living in Metro Atlanta is you can run down to HRO if you need something.
Do that. You still won't even be that far away from them when you get to your place in, what'd you say, 4 months in 4AZE?
WCL. Yeah, 4 months from whatever day is the last day of the month. I'll be retiring the end of first quarter 2025, so... And, you know, we got grandkids there, so it's not like we're never going to be going back there. So, you know, I don't buy a lot from HRO, too. You know, I shop around, try to get the best deal like everybody. But sometimes when I absolutely have to have a connector or an adapter or something that day, I mean, I'll just jump in the truck and drive down there.
Yeah, you know, when I first retired, I felt so guilty. Because I was so used to working so much, and all of a sudden it just stopped. And I was going to hunt a job. I was going to go back to work, you know, part-time or something. And then I found something to keep me busy, to keep from getting a job, because I was about ready to go back to work. You'll probably get that feeling in the beginning.
I'm at the age, I don't know what age you retired. I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are retiring now. And, you know, we have this discussion. You're going to feel guilty about spending money. You know, you're going to get bored. I don't think I'm going to get bored. I may feel a little bit of anxiety spending money at first, but I think the wife and I have done a really good job saving money. I don't think we're going to run out of money. You know, we got a house to sell in Georgia, and it's paid for, so that'll go into the fund. But, yeah. You know, I'll play more radio. I'd like to work on my CW skills and get back up to where I can make a CW contact without the aid of Ham Radio Deluxe. That's one of the things I want to do. I got a couple of ham radio projects. I got a hex beam I want to put up. So for the first year, I'll be covered. After that, I don't know. We want to do a little traveling. Wife and I, you know, my wife has no interest in getting on an airplane and flying over water. But we do want to take a big, long road trip out west there, dude. how long you been retired, and what did you do before you retired, and how's my signal here? I'm through here on 11. I don't know how you're copying me.
Well, good. I've been retired about 12 years, something like that. And, man, that's gone by quick. Hey, just in case, Patrick, did you ever get back in there? You kind of want to leave him hanging out there. If he did, I forgot what he was doing.
Up in the big truck for his personal truck.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, how old are you?
Well, I'll be retiring the day I can get on Medicare. Did you retire young? Because you don't sound like you're, like, in your mid-70s.
72. Now, I retired. The first time I retired, I was in my 40s. And, man, that was the worst thing I ever did. It was nothing to do. I mean, everybody I knew worked. The only thing I could do was hang out at McDonald's or something with the old people. I couldn't do that. So I went back to work. And then I worked again for another 20-something. I think when I finally retired, I was 63. Yeah, 63, I think, when I retired. 62, somewhere in there.
KQ4 WQM, can I get a radio check, please? Sorry for the break.
Sound good here. Full scale, full quieting. N4A's Eddie.
All right, I appreciate it. I'm testing a dipole up in the attic. I've got the coax running through the gutter, so I appreciate it much. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Sorry for the break.
Okay, Christian. Yeah, sounds real good. Back to you, Gabo.
Yeah, John, K4WCL. You got great audio on that radio. I don't know what radio it is, but, man, it's got excellent audio. So what did you do the first time? What did you go back and do the second time, and what made you finally decide to pull the plug?
What do you mean? Like, pull the plug, like, you know, restart, like, build a new antenna, or get a new antenna? Is that what you meant?
Talking to me, Christian.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You're not ready to retire yet. Gabo, I was into all kind of stuff. The last thing I was in was body business, automotive, stuff like that.
Coming up, please, now on Highway 11, where I'm not hearing the repeater well, so it'll be that way until I get up to our place. So, hey, man, great chatting with you. Maybe Patrick will come back in there. And, Christian, if you can copy me, what kind of radio are you on? I'm going to go back to listening. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie with somewhere in Oconee County.
All right, Gabo, catch you later before we lose you. Enjoyed it. We'll do it again in 4AZ.
25. It's a 25-watt quad-band radio. Technically tri-band for us amateur operators, but if you also have a business, it can do the 360, 380 band. But it's 25 water here, and this is the standard microphone here. I appreciate the signal report, but you have a great one there. This is KQ4 WQM 73. I'll be clear, but listening.
Yeah, you doubled with dude. Did you say that was a QYT radio?
Say Radio Oddity QB25. Sorry for the doubling. I heard you ask what radio I was using, and I'm about to sew on a badge from the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club. So sorry for doubling there, but it's a Radio Oddity QB25.
I'm a little rich here, so I can hear you. All right, guys. Again, happy and safe.
My fault, Christian. I jumped in because I was losing Gabo. I wanted to sign out with him before I lost him. But if you can hear me, we'll catch you again. In 4.
4 HK Mobile.
4 AZE.
Are you still around?
Gabo, he was on his way in and he started losing the repeater. We hollered for you a time or two, but you must not have made the switch yet.
Out. I'm just now getting on back on the road.
You have a safe trip up there. Well, watch out for that crazy traffic. It's been wild the past few days.
It is. Has been all week.
Well, too. That's weird.
2 weeks. everybody's out of school or off work or something, so you got people that are not normally out this time of day or something, doing something they don't normally do.
Hurry.
It's a hurry to get nowhere.
At the four-way stops, you know, people are, they're just so anxious.
Places that they just roll through and keep going.
You know, I mean, during the week, it seems like everybody, you know, when your wheels stop, everybody else that rolls up, it's your turn. But, no, some of them will, the one behind them will go, and you get start to move after them, and then this other one comes through and slows down and gonna follow them.
No patience and no courtesy.
Wait on them, let them go, and then keep going.
4-H kicks, yeah, that's the best thing to do, is just let them go. Otherwise, you get caught up and entangled with them, and it ain't worth it.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of road rage we'll hear about over the holidays.
Been a lot of revenue sharing coupons handed out today. I've seen quite a few of them, so just seen another one. Revenue sharing coupons.
Fridays seem to be that way, too. You know, if I had a motorcycle, I don't ride them, but if I rode a motorcycle, I don't think I'd ride one on a Friday.
Ride one on asphalt, period. Too many people not paying attention to what they're doing in too big a hurry now.
So I loved motorcycles, but when I got in the body business, after what all I started seeing, I didn't mess with them anymore. They were hitting the quarter panel, and they never saw the bike. And I got to thinking, you know, they don't see, you know, they hit the cars just all the time. And you know, I didn't see that car. I was taking a left, and I didn't see them, and the right quarter panels tore off. And that's where the motorcycles were catching, in the right quarter panels.
And you can blame that on both of them, motorcycle for riding in the blind spot and the car for not doing a better job paying attention to what's going on around them.
Yeah, it was tough. There's a lot of them over the years that the people, you know, they got to live with it, but they turn in front of a bike and kill the guy.
Well, I can tell you from experience, people can't see a 20-foot box truck coming at them, so I doubt they're going to notice a motorcycle.
Not to mention the animals.
They're everywhere, and they don't pay attention to none of that.
We cross where the signs are.
Call them special signs up saying deer crossing here, and they cross everywhere but there, right?
That's it. I'm going to go up to the house and lock up here and go pick it with some stuff Vicky's cooking. I'm all right. Yeah, I hope she's cooking something for supper. If not, I'm going to do some picking. But, might talk to you over the weekend, who knows, but if I don't, you have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you, I guess, maybe Monday morning if all works out well. So enjoy it, Patrick. Be safe, and maybe talk to you in the meantime. N4AZE.
Dude, you and Miss Vicky have a good Thanksgiving, and I'll have the radio on, but I don't know how busy I'm going to be, so just give me a shout. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now, getting ready to cross the state line, 7-3.